Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2.
In about 5 minutes, we're going to start.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention? Thank you. Good noon. Good day. Welcome to the 15th annual Smithsonian Institute Festival, Folk Festival. This is the first time that we're presenting our program here called Folklore of the Deaf. We want to present the traditions of deaf folk theater. I would like to introduce Jan DeLapp. She will introduce her theater group. Again, welcome. I will give you a brief history of the deaf theater show business. A long time ago, we didn't have any shows for the deaf people except for on our own. What we would make up, create, and this sort of thing. For example, I'm speaking out of the top of my head, so I had to take off my hat to see where my thoughts are. How many of you are deaf that are here right now? How many can hear? How many are in between? You see what I mean by that? What did I mean by that, huh? Hard of hearing, okay. You've got different groups of deaf people. What we want to show you right now is really what we call deaf, from the deaf world, from the deaf clubs, deaf institutions. The children who live at the deaf schools have made up little plays for themselves, and we're going to show you what some of them are. Some of them you may not understand, and you wonder what's so funny about it, and I'll try to give you some explanation. I want to share this with the group and with our deaf world. Right now, in this tent, this is the deaf tent. It's a very quiet tent, right? Do you hear anything? For me, I hear nothing. Very quiet. So, we will go on with the show. I would like to introduce two people who will show you something. Some of our favorite skits in connected with communication. We use the hands to communicate. It's very important in our life. Letters that we fingerspell, you can see them along the side of the tent. Different hand shapes for the different letters of the alphabet. And we either fingerspell things, words, so forth, or we have a sign. We have our own language. And it's called American Sign Language, or in brief, ASL. It's very difficult to translate, and I'm grateful to the people here who are going to be helping us to provide interpreting for those who are not fortunate enough to know signs yet. And I hope that you'll be interested, after you see the show, to learn some more signs or some fingerspelling. Maybe just learn to fingerspell your name. Look for your letters on this cards to pick up your name. It's not hard. Monkeys can do it. We've got programs where monkeys have learned to fingerspell and sign. Dogs do understand signs. Deaf owners have dogs. They'll say sit down and the dog will sit. Sit. The dog sits down. If he can do it, why not you? All right. Let us show you a couple of little skits called Makeup. Just a minute, please.
This is Dick. He comes from a deaf home. His parents are deaf. Can you find me a seat? The seat's already gone. Where was it taken? Oh, we have one. This is Libby. She comes from a deaf home also. She has two deaf sisters. And how many sisters? One sister is deaf, and three brothers are deaf. And I'm Jan, and I come from what you call a bilingual home. My father is hearing, and my mother is deaf. Okay, ready? Oh, such trouble. Ah, fine. it smells so good. Wow. Next time, with my boyfriend, I can't tell you anymore. My boyfriend likes my perfume. Ooh, mwah, mwah. Oh. Do I look beautiful? Huh? Yeah. Oh. Do I look beautiful? Yes. Thank you.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold it. A problem here. We've got a problem. Your clapping's no good. They cannot hear it. What are we going to have to do? Wave? We can see a wave. All right, turn around, folks. Let's check something out. Try that applause again. Can you hear that? No. Did you hear that? No. See what I mean? Try the waving. Beautiful. Thank you. Also, it helps to circulate the air here, you know, when you wave. If you like something, wave. All right? Okay. We're doing the bus stop next. Just a minute. We'll see some body language. We deaf people depend a lot on body language. And I'm sure that many of you hearing people know many signs without really realizing it. Perhaps maybe it's better to call them gestures. Like, for example, you would understand that, hmm? You understand what that would be? Yes. That would be the same for us. This, do you know what this is? Hungry, eat. How about this? You understand? All right. Let me show you something that maybe you can see something in body language, how a deaf person can guess what you might be trying to tell them without actually understanding through the ear what you're actually saying. So imagine here that we're going to have a bus stop right here. We'll have a deaf man standing waiting for the bus. How did he know that he needed a light? How did he know that he wanted to know the time? It was obvious. He pointed to his wrist. He was able to tell him, show him. Cigarette, that was obvious. Wanted a light. But we have to be careful. The body language does not always tell the whole story simply. It can show another story. You have to watch the body language and try to understand what is happening with this man.
There's the bank over there. Was that? Okay. It's the landlord. My traffic's heavy today. What's that? It's a newspaper boy. Scared me to death. Wait, don't shoot. Hey, hold it. I'm deaf, I can't hear you. Okay, now wait, what happened? What was he doing? Come on, what do you think? What was he doing? Okay, now what was Dick doing? Who said that, please?
Who said robbing the bank? Somebody.
Who said robbing the bank? Lady right there? Okay, wait a minute. That's from body language. I will ask him to go back and start again, and you explain what he's doing. Okay, start again. I was sleeping, looking at the time, looked at the bank across the street, wish it'd hurry up and open, it's late. Washed my face, combed my hair, picked my hearing aid, my battery's in, another battery in, put it inside my pocket, ran the wire behind my neck up to my ear. Okay, checked the bank again. Here's somebody pounding on the door. So I had to turn my hearing aid down, turn the volume down. I went over, opened the door. It's the landlord. He wants me to pay the rent now. I'm telling him, okay, wait a minute. Put on my hat, adjust my hat so the wire doesn't show to cover my hearing aid. Went outside, heard a lot of traffic on the street. I heard the kids screaming, selling newspapers. It hurt my ears, so I turned the volume down on the hearing aid again. Okay, across the street, went into the bank. A little worried if I can get the money from the bank. So I went in, looking at all the people, wondering what I should say in the proper English. I'm trying to think how to say it. Borrow, maybe a loan would be better. I didn't know. So I went over to the teller, gave it to her, and turned the volume up. Maybe I can understand the woman, what she's talking about. That's when the guards grabbed me. You understand? Everybody understand? Clapping's not allowed. You got to wave your arms. Okay. Body language is very important.
Anybody hurt their ear on that one? No, it didn't bother me at all. That's one of the advantages of being deaf, huh? Perhaps I should briefly discuss the deaf person's relationship to the law or the police. Now, more and more, the police are aware of the rights and the problems that may be in confronting the deaf. Can you hear me all right? Can you see me? Boy, we've got a lot of noise, I imagine. Are we got some marching here? Please, I hope it doesn't rain with all those drums. The police have had some experience in dealing with the deaf. In the past, some things have happened where the police may have stopped a deaf person walking along, did not hear the policeman telling him to stop, and got shot. The deaf may not move. They tell him not to move, and he goes out to get a paper and pencil, and he gets shot because the police thought he was going for a gun. Today, it's much improved. The police are more aware of deafness. But sometimes we deaf take advantage of our, quote, deafness. I'll show you one of the skits and how we do that, how we so-called take advantage of being deaf, because often the police don't want to deal with deaf folks. Now we have another skit. We have a deaf driver, and I'm a hearing hitchhiker. This is called a hitchhiker. Can we see your license, please? Give me your license. Oh, nice and cool, nice and breezy. Thank you. I would, can you hear me all right? I'd like to demonstrate some old hearing aids of the past. Perhaps you'd like to visit that tent over there. They will show you many ways that we use for warning, doorbells, so forth. But remember, in the past, people had certain horns, and then they invented the big body aid, a real large box with a big ear mold, and then later it got down and smaller. We'll show you some of these. At a nurse's home in the past, a long time ago. What's this nipping? Oh, I got it. A horn that next came along. I remember myself when I was little at the school, they wanted to give us a big body aid. And I didn't understand why. So what's it for? If I put this big thing on, then people know I'm handicapped. They can see that. I don't want that. So I would put it away, and then nobody would know I was handicapped. Many of us had those kinds of feelings in the past about the big old body aid. It was a big symbol, I'll show you. Are you deaf? Well, what are those things? Those big hearing aids? Music. Oh. You see, nowadays it's hard to tell if you're deaf or not with so many people with those radios that they're wearing. They could be deaf or they could be hearing. Who knows? But things are getting better and better in today. Many people in the morning, this is. Miracles of miniaturization of today is tremendous improvements. All right, we're going to take a little time out for a brief minute. Perhaps Simon would have something to say. Would you please help me by thanking them for their performance? And if you have any questions, yes, give them the big applause through the hands, waving of the hands. Thank you. Now we would like to have you, if you may have some questions, feel free to ask questions about their performance or the theater or anything. Any questions? I would like to add to the question, give you a little more information on where you can find some information on sign language over here at the tent. We will have some sign language brief courses for everybody, and you'll be able to get some more information as well from the instructor over there at this next tent. Are there any other questions? She wants to know, where will the listening horn be? Through the listening horn is in another area right back here. You can see the wooden backdrop right there. Are there any other questions from the audience? They're asking what time will the listening horn be? About 1 o'clock. About 1 o'clock. Any other questions that we can... I think I know why they put that show over there next door to here. Perhaps they didn't think that we'd need the hearing, just watch signing. All right, thank you. Now we'll have... through the listening horn is about information on deafness, deaf people, and sign language. And it would be worth your while to come and watch that, their performance. It's done through mime, dance, signing. It's good for young children. A number of the hearing children that go to it will become familiar with sign language and deafness. And there's good information about deafness and deaf children. Now we'll have some American Sign Language course beginning in the next tent. It's a lot of fun to learn over the next tent. We'll have another program at 1 o'clock here called Signing Lore and Storytelling, and you'll have a chance to enjoy some jokes, some stories, and some other things from the deaf participants at 1 o'clock. Thank you. That'd be here at 1 o'clock. Right now, if you like, you can go over to the next tent and get some exposure to American Sign Language. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to the 15th year of the Smithsonian Institution's Folk Life Festival. Now we have a program called Sign Lore and Storytelling. You will have a chance to enjoy hearing jokes, stories, and other things from deaf participants. One, Jan. Hot. Again, welcome. And I'd like to know how many of you know fingerspelling. Fingerspelling? Raise your hand. What is fingerspelling? You see those cards along the sides? We use one-hand shapes for each letter, and we deaf people have already developed many stories and signs using one letter for a word. It's hard to explain, but maybe if we demonstrate it, a little bit of it. Let's start with a short one. Where's the other one? Come here. Well, I'll tell you a short story. We have a word for it. The word is drag. You know, drag racing, as in drag racing, car racing. Okay, this is the story. D-R-A-G. Do you get the idea of the story? Those are the letters. Did you catch the story? Do it again. There are the two cars. There's D. The letter D, two cars in position, ready, there's the R, letter R. They're racing, that's the sign for racing, and that's the letter A. And they take off, that's the letter G. You know, each letter, we take each letter and then act out the story through the letters. Mine's bitter. F-O-R-D. F-O-R-D. Do that again. Looking around. The eyes looking around. There's no one there. So So we're ready. Go! That's Ford, F-O-R-D. Wait a minute. D, they go apart. Oh, do that one again. Two come together, they're apart, ready for a duel. Shoot. One lives and one goes down. What did he spell? Duel. D-U-E-L. There is the L. G-O-L-F. G. That's the T. O is the ball. L is the club. And F is the ball flying off. Did you see each action and letter? Did you catch that? Okay. Let me think of one for myself. Anybody know that one? Deaf? Are you deaf? You know it because you're deaf. Yeah. Hearing? Yeah, it was coffee. The proper sign is coffee. You know, the as in grinding coffee. Drinking coffee, but for deaf people, enjoy using this other sign, C-O-F-F-E-E. Has its own rhythm. Try it. C-O-F-F-E-E. C-O-F-F-E-E. Coffee. You want some C-O-F-F-E-E? Okay, another one, a little bit longer word. We'll try. B. There's an R. F L Y. I missed the first letters. B. B. U. T. T E R E the E, it's eating. There's R F L Y. Butterfly comes, eats something, flies away. That's the sign for butterfly. Do we have another one? Okay, this is a short word. We do have one that goes from A to Z. We start with A, B, C, D, E, and I will tell the story with each letter. First, he will do it quickly, just go straight through, and you can maybe guess what the action is about, and then he will slow down for you to see each letter and what it means in signs.
Okay, what happened? Does anybody know the story? The horse story? The horse race story? But he used every letter.